Luke chapter 2 records the events surrounding the Christmas story. As the birth of Jesus was announced to the shepherds, verse 13 records that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Peace is an essential element of the Christmas story. Jesus himself is called the Prince of Peace. And there are three ways in Scripture that God seeks to use us to bring peace to a troubled world. First of all, he wants us to bring peace between man and God. Secondly, between man and man. And thirdly, between self and others. God wants us to bring peace between man and God. This is the work of evangelism. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Only Jesus could bring peace between God and man, and he accomplished it through the power of the cross. The very thing that the enemy used as an instrument of death, God used as an instrument of peace and reconciliation. And we have been given the privilege of sharing that message of peace and reconciliation with others. Ephesians 6:15 calls the gospel of peace, the good news that you can have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. With so many uncertainties in the world today, people have good reason to be troubled and anxious. Let's be alert to the God-given opportunities this Christmas season to share our faith and to be an instrument of peace and reconciliation to others. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.